go to great lengths to gather the stories you hear on this program, and this time we literally went to hell and back to get the feature you'll hear. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, and son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. You could save.
Your friend, teacher, boss.
So learn FAST, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared,
the lyrics might offer good advice, but John Colon hopes you'll decide to stop.
A lot of people call me the mayor, acting mayor, things like that. We hold our elections when hell freezes over.
Colon is the mayor of tiny Hell, Michigan, about an hour west of Detroit. It's not a publicity stunt, but rather a town with roots well over a century old.
Hell was settled in 1838 by George Reeves and his family. He built a mill on the banks of our river here, and a lot of times he also ran a whiskey still. A lot of times the first 7-10 bushels became whiskey or moonshine, and somebody would say to the wife, well, where's your husband? And she'd kind of shrug her shoulders and shake her head and say, oh, he's gone to hell.
The wife's admonition stuck as the title of the town.
So in 1841, when the state came by and asked George what he was going to name his town, he said, call it hell for all I care, everybody else does.
Perhaps it's comforting to know it's quite hard to go to hell. The state doesn't put up road signs anymore since they quickly disappear. John says that despite the name, they don't cater to the sinister side of hell. Hell does operate its own post office, and it has an official weather bureau.
That's one of the big things year-round. You know, when hell freezes over, you know, everybody knows it all over the world. We get lots of phone calls. You know, are we colder than hell? Are we hotter than hell?
Hell officially freezes over when water quits flowing over the dam. Traveling the countryside to hell and back, I'm Andrew McRae.